Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Today's daf is daf Lamed Beis. Interesting. Today's daf is about Oros Lubuvim. So late. Milsa b'divichusa. You missed the Milsa b'divichusa. Milsa b'divichusa. Today's daf is about Oros Lubuvim. It's daf Lamed Beis, which is late.
It's Kedima.
Okay, so I just wanted to. Yesterday we had 28 opinions about exactly the halacha of Shechar Akum. I just want to go through just a quick summary of the halachas. Really, I think it's important to get the halachas, you know, clear. So I would first say the halacha of beer of a non-Jew, right? So the first thing you have to keep in mind is, like Tosfos says, the halacha of Shechar Akum is not mentioned in any Mishnah or a Braisa. It came through the Amiran. It's just mentioned on yesterday's stuff. It's the first time we saw such a thing. So with that context in mind, understand that the halacha of Shechar Akum is not like the din of Stam Yenam or Magayan. It's really much, I guess, say less chomer. The Rajba says it's not even an Isser. He says it's a minhag. So keep that in mind. So the Mechaber paskins that the halacha of Shechar Akum, like Shechar Akum, applies whether it's from dates, figs, barley, grain, or honey. All these are different types of beers. And he says it's also because of chasnus. Again, there's no like isser on the beer itself. It's because it leads to chasnus. And therefore, if you drink it in a way that it's not going to lead to chasnus, let's say you take it home. You take it home, and that's the Rambam's Pesach. He passes like Rabbi Choy, that you have to take it home. You don't drink it from where the place is sold. So if you go to Costco and you buy, a package of beer, the Isser is only to drink it then and there, but not to drink it when you take it home. So that's the Mechaber's Pesach. That's how he passed it, of course. You're not allowed to drink it in an Eifin Kavua, the Mechaber says. Kavua, a setting that it's like a, like we have by Sukkah, like a, you're sitting down to actually drink a beer in the place of a goy. That's where the Isser is. And then we have the Rambam. The Rambam says that the halach of Shechar Akum does not apply at all to beer made out of grain and honey. That's the Rambam. So, what?
And only to beer.
Only a figs, dates, and it does, I'm not sure if you can, barley. What do we make beer out of? Barley grain, right?
Hops.
So the grain, the grain beer is not included in the Isser according to the Rambam. So that already is the makom to be making. Like the Rambam, there's no Isser Shechar Akum. So technically, according to the Rambam, if you sit down and you want to have a beer, even in the place of a non-Jew, in a bar or at a sports event or something like that, what are you laughing at? I know you only drink whiskey, but beer is also sometimes okay. We'll get to whiskey in a second.
Is there whiskey in the bullpen?
What? I don't know. Well, now they have, if you get a sweet, Jonathan, if you get the Hyundai sweet, well, you should high-end lawyer like you. Okay, so that becomes very, very relevant. According to the Rambam, there's a makom to be makel. According to the Mechaber, who the Svar didn't go with, really there's no makom to makel by that. We'll see maybe there is in a second. But according to the Rambam, there's a makom to be makel. And then according to the Rambam, the Pirush Pichadosh, the Biar Gros say that you shouldn't just, do this all the time. You should, of course, Bal Nefesh, Yachmir on himself. Bal Nefesh should be Machmir. So based on this, what we can say is that if you do occasionally want to drink beer in a setting where it's even a non-Jewish, a place of a non-Jewish social setting, occasionally that really would be okay, even according to the Mechaber. According to the Rambam, even if it's done as a sit-down, it would be okay. Again, regular beer. If it comes to other types of beer, which again, big dates and all of those things might be an issue, but regular beer made out of grain, according to the Rambam, would be okay unless you're a Bal Nefesh. So Bal Nefesh, of course. So again, you have this happens to me. You have a corporate event, a holiday party or something, and everyone's drinking beer, besides all the other issues that might come up. having the drink, it's an occasional, yeah, it's at the, it's a social setting, but it's done occasionally, it's not done permanently, you're not doing it every day. Of course, there's a makam to be machmir, there's a place to be machmir, but there's a makam to be mekel. The makam to be mekel. You know, bal nefesh yachmir alav. Yeah. Now, the big thing over here is really what happens by whiskey in a bar. So this is a very interesting topic. Actually, according to the Brich Chadosh, that's really the Zera Shechar Akum technically would not apply to whiskey because it wasn't so affordable. So therefore, it wasn't included in the Zera Chaslus. It wasn't so commonly drunk. You had to pay a lot for it, and therefore wasn't so commonly drunk. So it wasn't included in the Zera of Shechar Akum. However, because it says today where Aruch HaShulchan really, today whiskey is affordable. I mean, maybe not to Glenlivet 18, but you know, you get some Shivovitz or what they serve by the Tegan over here.
Single malt,
no sherry cask, basic whiskey, pretty affordable. So technically, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, the problem of Shechar Akum should extend to whiskey, at least in a bar, because that again is by the makam where you're buying it, and that's, you didn't bring it home, right? You didn't bring it home. So really it should be usur. Then that's where Ramesha comes along. Ramesha says, and this is where the backdrop of what we said before, Shechar Akum is not an Isser Gomer. It's not mentioned in the Mishnayos or the Brises. It's mentioned only by the Amiraim. The Rashba says that it's only a minhag. So really the Zakana is lit. You have to keep that in mind. So it's sort of limited to that which the Chachamim made Gzera on. Whiskey was not in the Gzera. It wasn't Gzera. Now again, Bal Nefesh Yachmir, make sure you don't get drunk in a bar, obviously, and socialize and all the other things that, you know, could happen. You have to, of course, have common sense, you know. But, Al Tziyisr of Shechar Akum, Ramesh says, it's mutter, even in a bar, to have whiskey. And again, interesting though, because Shechar might be worse. Shechar might be worse because that was included in the Gzeira of Shechar Akum. That's where Moshe came along. Again, Moshe.
Brandy, which is made out of wine. So the mice
and whatever, like lakes and whatever, the love of the beer is. Yeah, that's the
wine. Well,
it's Tarubis. Tarubis Yain Nessa?
No.
Tarubis Tam
Yadim? Brandy is distilled wine.
Okay.
It's not cheap.
Okay. So that's different. That's an Isser of Isser Gainessa. Again, there's the law and the spirit of the law, you know? Listen, the spirits are very good. I've gotten so good at these jokes, they just come out without even really thinking about
it.
I'm a Talmud of Jonathan. Mamash, I was coined as Zerah Halima. I was cutting it, even though I don't assess this humor.
Yeah.
I was kind of this. No, I got that. Okay. Assess this humor. Okay. So, just to keep in mind the spirit of the law, technically. Some say that the Israel applies even to sitting down with a non-Jew and drinking coffee. Why not? It could bring, the chasnus. So.
No, Rashi says one to
the right. Rashi, yeah, no, 100%. Rashi says that, and Rashi's Pashup Shad is the Sheikh. Just trying to bring out, does it only apply to our, there's a couple of Binyamin, Yavit. So again, Ein Chacham Mein HaBaroshei, you know, technically having a cocktail, I guess, at a, you know, once occasionally your company has, this happened to me, your company has a yearly party or a party or get together or business event, you know, which is mostly at this point not really about business, unfortunately. You know, the cocktail part. I mean, I'm talking about for my own.
Did you go to the mikveh yet?
For my own experience. Again, I'm not chafeshon casting doubt on anyone else's business or anything, but for my own corporate exposure, becoming a little out of hand. But having a cocktail occasionally at such a place is Bashar Chavez, according to everyone, I think, even according to the Machaber. First of all, it's whiskey most of the time. It's not Schaefer. Second of all, it's occasional. It's not done by Fibua. So there's definitely a way in Makam to be Makel. But again, Bal Nefesh Yapur, lots of just, you know, keep your head on your shoulders if you don't mind. Yeah, don't have too much and lose your head.
Is there any cocktail?
I couldn't hear you. The chair was.
No, it's the cocktail party. It's
yeah.
Like the company bash. Go to the bar.
The bash, yeah.
Is it better to order the Diet Coke than the TV or whatever you order?
Yeah. Yeah, again, there are some who, yeah, that's what you would say. Exactly. You should think about it. It's a great point.
You're still socializing, but you're not going to play some alcohol.
It's not with, again, yes, because, again, some Sheikh Rakum, the Marmar, limits it to beer, but many places can extend it to other alcoholic beverages. Or Moshe's not there by whiskey. Right. But, yeah, obviously, the more you can do, the merrier.
More the merrier. Surely, tap on the Republicans.
Bloody Mary.
No, Virgin Mary. Yeah,
the Virgin Mary. I don't know what that is.
That's
oh, I didn't know that. Okay. I'm sure everyone's had experience with these things. No, I'm not the only person. I'm nothing. I'm sure in Tag. By the dinner, they have ice cream. You polish off the bar over there.
Only problem with wine.
No, so that's what we're saying. That's the din. That's the chumrah of wine. This is the problem of Sheikh Rakum, really. It's an isser.
But
it's only chastis, exactly. There's no isser chetza on the beer. So, again, if you want to have a beer at a sports event, then it can't, again, according to the Ramah, if it's regular beer that we have made out of grain, but it's not included in the isser. According to the Machaber, it would be mutter anyways if it's not done every day. You know, if you have season tickets and you go every day to the bleachers and have a beer, that might be a little bit more of an issue. Again, also, and if you have the cocktail and the sweet and all that, that might be also okay according to the Moshe. Keep in mind that the din of Sheikh Rakum is not really the Isser of Yain Nesek. It's more of a Aus Chasnus. Okay. Okay, I think that was pretty, I think we got through that. Okay. All right, it's fine. Yeah, okay. All right, getting to the meat of things. So we're on Daf Lamed Beis, getting to the heart of the matter. Four lines from the top. Mishnah said that the Cheres Hadrayoni, the Hadrian pattern is forbidden in Osir Bahano also, just remind me.
Yes,
Osir Bahano. You're not allowed to use them at Osir Bahano because they are saturated with wine. And the question is, what is this? My Hadrayini. Amar Rabbi Huda, Amar Shmuel. Beres Shel Hadrayinus Kesar. The pottery shards of the Hadrian Caesar. We'll see. Now, again, I don't think this is a machlokes. Ki Asar Avdim, he's coming to explain, I'm assuming. Ki Asar Avdim, I looked in the Masifta, they said it's a machlokes. I don't know what it means. Art scroll. It's a machlokes, art scroll, and Masifta. This is a machlokes, but I'm assuming it's not a machlokes. Ki Asar Avdim, no, I don't know what he's, it does make sense in shot. I don't know what it means. Ki Asar Avdim, he explained. What is the Hadrian and Caesar Hadrian pottery shards, what are they? This is what they would do. The original concentrate, fruit from food, from concentrate. This is how they used to do it. What did they do? Karka Basula Haisla. They had this land that wasn't ever worked. It was untilled land. What was that?
Virgin land.
Okay, yeah, very good. It had its strength, the chaywa, not the actual chaywa. This was a strong land, fertile land. What they would do is they would till the land. Minata, they would plant vineyards. Okay. The Ramile Lachamro Begulfi Chibri, what they would do is they would grow the vines and harvest the grape. And this would produce a very strong grape. A very strong wine, good wine, high quality wine, a Roman wine, a Greek wine. Hadrian was from Greek. Rome. A good Roman Italian wine, and they would take that wine now and they would put it into these clay cheres, these pottery shards or pieces.
Even the Caesar was impressed by Rome.
Yes, Hadrian. Yeah.
Well,
that's right. He was the builder, Hadrian. Hadrian was the builder, yeah. So he, sorry, I skipped a step. He would throw it into, they would throw the wine into jugs, right. When they would let it soak so that the jug would absorb the wine. And then they split it up into portable pieces now. And they would take it with them when they went out to war. This would be their, again, from concentrate. What they would do is they would soak that pottery shard in water. Okay, so they'd make this solution with water and put the pottery shard, and that's how they'd extract the wine. This was Kool-Aid powder. So what's the problem? Technically, essentially, really, the problem is regular Yain Nesach, really, or Sham Yainim, that they put into these pottery shards, and that's what the Cheresh Shel Hadrayoni is. Okay?
Was it still in this form? Was it dry?
The shards. It was the shards themselves.
To dry out wine. That's even dry.
I mean, we saw the case before of sediments, shmarim as a din of Sam Yenim. Yeah, I mean, what happens? Yeah, so I have to do a little research on that.
Same
it's not going to use
the
yeast. Right, it's the same
yeah. That's true here also, I think.
Our first squeezing of the grapes is like the third soaking of those pottery shards. So this wine was so strong, even after the pottery was soaked already a couple times, two times, the third time it would be just stronger than our first time. So again, maybe the alcohol was still there. I don't know. That would be the again. So that was the charus hadriyon. Okay.
It's a yain nesach issue.
I would say or stam yainim. Stam yainim is also about nami derabanan. Don't forget the fundamentals. Stam yainim is also derabanan. Zero al si yain nesach. Am Rabbi Shua ben. Sorry, Iboy Luhu. Okay, this is a big question. Iboy Luhu. Mahu lismaych mohen kare amito. Now you have these pottery shards, okay, that's filled with stam yenum, then technically again they're also bound off. Can you use it for not eating or drinking? Can you use it to support the feet of a bed? In other words, you prop the bed up by putting the feet of the bed on this pottery shard, similar to these little things on the bottom of the chairs and the tables. Are you allowed to do that? And the reason is because you don't really want the wine for in and of itself. It's just that if you're going to destroy the charis and the wine with it, you're not going to be able to prop up the bed. So this is called Reitze B'Kiyumai Al Yedei Dover Acher. The desire to keep the wine is an offshoot of what you want to keep around. So you don't want it in and of itself. You want it Al Yedei Dover Acher. And therefore, is that mutter or not? So in this case, it's very, very relevant to tell you just maybe quick. So we say the Rabbeinu Tam, based on the Maskonas HaGemara, says over here, let's say you have kalim that are also because of Basar B'Cholov, and you want to use it as a flower vase, right? You're not eating or drinking Basar B'Cholov, so the Rabbeinu Tam is matir. That's how you paskin, mainly, unless it's ben, we'll see. But, that case also, let's say you have kalim that had chametz on Pesach, so it's also about no. Can you use those for other things besides? Okay, so now this is better than shleika derech hanasa, because you're not really even being benefiting it. You just want the kiyumai ayde dovarata. It's not shleika derech hanasa, right? They have to say it's a chiluk from that. It's a chiluk. Because the place we said before, I think he was talking about Yain Nesa. If there's a din of Soika Derech Hanosa, that Takruv is Hoy Zora. So it is a problem. Why would it? But here it's much different, though. I think it's different. There's not even any Nana from it. You just want the Kiyumon. And does that get into the Isra of Isra? No, does that get into the Isra of Stam Yenim? That's the question of the Gemara. That's the boy who Hoshima. Rabbi Gozer, Rabbi Yechonim. Had Osar, Rechad Shori. One says it's Mutter, one says it's Osar. Meishved. Hadardarin v'halukvoi sheloide pechavim. You have these different types of pitchers and jugs. They're not made out of leather. That's what I took out of here. Okay? I'm sorry, they are. They are. They are made out of leather. Leather.
Not that.
But they're not the different types of jugs and pitchers. Maybe I have translation. I don't know. Point is, Yaisha Yisrael Kanisplan, if they have wine of Yisrael inside, absorbed into these pitchers, also Bishkiyo Mutabahano. Also Bishkiyo Mutabahano. This goes back to what we said yesterday. Why there's a difference? Yain Shel Yisrael, that a guy has, he said yesterday, is also Bishkiyo Mutabahano. That's the Lazar over here, according to his opinion. We said yesterday. Okay, so that's the din of Yain Shel Yisrael that's in these guys' possession, essentially. Hey, Shimon ben Guda, lefnei b'nai Shimon Gamliel. Shimon ben Guda was made in front of the son of Rabbi Gamliel, about Rabbi Gamliel, so shosim men of Akoi, that he actually drank the wine, b'loi ha'idua. He had his mutter b'shir, point like the opinion we said yesterday, mutter b'shir, b'loi ha'idua, and they weren't maskin to him on this halacha.
Who was the maskin?
Very good. We're going to talk about it, but right now let's assume it's the Chacham. I mean, it's for sure other people because it's plural.
Everyone there.
It's plural. Yeah, but you're right. We'll see later on. Very good. This is the main halacha now. Here you have the pictures of the non-Jews. Noides again, made out of leather. And again, they have wine absorbed. Asr lasis mehen shtichin l'chamor. You're not going to make it as a saddle for a donkey, because of the wine, the yain nesech. This is asr banoch because it belongs to the non-Jew. It's stam yenom. And therefore you can't put it on the chamor. Now why not? You're not drinking it. You're not drinking the wine. V'hacha the reitzu b'kiyumai de dover aser, tani da asr. So you see, this is a raya, the reitzu b'kiyumai. You don't want the wine. It's just that if you can't keep the wine around by breaking the saddle, let's say you're not using it, you won't be able to have any saddle. So you want the kiyum of the wine for a different reason other than the wine. And yet you say it's asur. That's the raya. Tasha the Mamdi Yarmu says it's mutter.
Are there things of the cheres? Why couldn't you just be shown with two
I don't know, maybe you can. Maybe you can. The truth is you're right. No, so maybe you're right. I don't know. The truth, you are right. If the halacha is of kli cheres is by leat soinin, you can kosher it with three times of soaking. I think you might have to wait 12 months also, but I think you have to also have wait 12 months and then work that one up. But maybe anachanan, I don't know. It doesn't say you can't do that, but he didn't do that. Let's say he didn't do that, and you write to bikiyumai for now, even before you soak it.
You'd be just as happy if they had not used. They didn't have any fine.
With the nidus, 100%.
Right, that's why it's only
different. That's why he doesn't want the wine. He can't give it. Let's use the case of Basar B'chol, that you want to use as a flower vase. That's a real case. Right, you want to use the flower vase. It used to be your jug, your water pitcher, and it got trafed up, right? Basar B'chol, Basar B'ano, you can't use it. But you want to use it for something else. You don't care about the Basar B'chol, so that's a real case of the right to be human.
If you
take
up a pot with Basar B'chol, you can catch it.
Okay.
But in the meantime,
let's say I don't want to kosher. Sometimes it's expensive. And also, you can't kosher a pli cheres. There's no way to kosher a pli cheres.
Yeah, but this is already broken, by the way. This is pli cheres that's a short.
No, but that only works for tumah. That only works for tumah.
Not
kosher. Yeah, that's a halacha by tumah. You break it, it's not right. L'malachtoi. But if it has blias of a davar asur, then you can't kosher pli cheres. So what do you do with the flower box?
By the leather plant.
So he's saying, "No, this is the chum that I used to carry wine."
No, even if it's not. Why
is leather? No, in a chanami, but it wouldn't
why
be us.
Leather itself give us flavor.
Because it wouldn't. Well, okay, so the Gemara doesn't say you could drink from it.
No,
you're not using it to drink. You're using it to use it as a saddle for your chamor.
Here, you're using it to find water and other stuff.
No. Doesn't say that. No, at this point, we're not using it for... this point, clear, we're not using it for wine. That was the din of Cheres Hadriyani. Now we're using... before, that was the Isra. But now we want to use it b'kiyuma yidei davarach. We want to be nene from it, but not for the wine. That's the difference. Important. Oh, so we have a raya over here that it's also with Taimeich, Kankan, Shogat, Becham, Litzu, right, Lemizman. According to you, though, let's say you hold that Doitz b'kiyuma yidei davarach is mutter. Right? So, sorry, even if you hold it's Hasser, right? If you hold it's Hasser, how could, it seems that the minhag was to buy jugs from a non-Jew. Litzu Lemizman, you should be also to sell them because you're being nene. What's the difference? What's going to happen is maybe the Jew's flask, his own flask, which is mutter, he has it, he uses it in his water bottle, personal water bottle. It might get a tear or it might split, and he's going to need to sew it up. He might take that saddle that he used from the Doi's noid, use that to sew up, patch up his flask, and therefore what's going to happen, he's actually going to be using it to drink from, and therefore it's usher, because he's actually drinking the Stam Yenim, and that's why it's usher.
Okay? It's not a raya, or...
and therefore it's not a raya. So really, in other words, Roy Tzidikim Adad Avaracher is mutter. But in a case of Noida, it's different, because to make a Shtiach on Gabi Chamor, because you might end up using that Shtiach on the Chamor, it's for your own noid, you might drink, we're gonna drink from. You got it? Really, right to the kima is awesome. Is mutter, sorry. But it's a gzera by a noid, special gzera by a noid, or a shtiach of a chamor, I would say, that scenario is a problem. But maybe to use it for kari amita or cheres, by a kari amita, where you're not gonna patch up a noid with it, that would be fine.
The issue is that the flavor of the wine is going to be bromide.
That's, yeah, by a noid, it's not a din of rights of bikiyuma anymore. It's that you're going to actually be tasting the wine in your own, got it? Well, on the other rights of bikiyuma, I did over achar osner. But according to the other who holds rights of bikiyuma, I did over achar is osner, meikar adin. Maishna kan kanim disharu, why are we able to sell pitchers to non-Jews or pitchers of non-Jews that we bought, you bring that from it. What's the reason? My time will say to you, according to that opinion will say to you, he'll say, it depends. If, even according to that of Mandi Omar, who holds that Reis of Bikim Adil Avarachar is Osir, it's only going to be where it's Be'en. If it's something that's a blia, it's absorbed, like by the case of kankanim, right? Kankanim, where it's just absorbed in the jug. Over there, you're allowed to sell the jug, even though you technically want the wine to be there because you can't break the kli. You need the wine to be there because you have to break the kli. So you need the kiyum of the wine. I've got the kiyum of the kli. There, it would be mutter because it's not the end. And again, by the case of shtiach l'chamor, you'll have to say it's different as well. Because over there, it's not the end, but you might end up making it, patching up your annoyed with it. Okay? But again, this is how we paskin. This is how we paskin, the Rebbeinu Tam. If you look at the bottom of the Tosfos, v'ho-ho-ho, the bottom of the Tosfos, the last two lines, mikan posak Rebbeinu Tam, the kdeiros habluas, nivosu v'chol v'ayideishin is basu behem, shemutu lohasim b'seichem dover yave, shukoyin tfuah, we can't, because of the beliefs. Now, why would it be asur? Because, again, this also is not so simple, really, because, what would be the isur? The davar tzayin. The problem of kavush. Kavush is not necessarily, also a din of nice from time of gam. This gets very into, so maybe tomorrow I'm going to do a little rumbus on this exactly. More to be kima with davar after. That's how we pass the halakha ma'isa.
All rights of kiyuma is not 100 plus plus the phone, right? It might only apply to those things that continue as I say, it's sure. But where does the whole problem of rights of kiyuma come from?
Yeah, where does it come from? So, yeah, I mean, the way I was learning, really, it's either din d'rabbanan or it's part of the Isra Hanah. Stems from the Isra Hanah. Yes, right, because you're not really being nana, or you're not really being nana.
Why is it called the rights of kiyuma?
No, in other words, but it's not really right to the view. It's just that if you destroy the wine, you destroy the kli. So you don't really. The kli cannot be in the. Oh, so that's what you're saying. It's just that the cheres can't listen, but the cheres can't exist independently of the wine. At this point, you're right. You kosher it later on. That's a simon, right? What you're saying is a simon. So it's even worse. Like, let's say you've come up with a case that you're right. You know, it's the case of right to be human that I would have said would be where you want the existence of the wine, but for something else. Something else,
like the color.
Maybe the color, the rayah, yeah. Right to be kumay, but not really for it. You want it to help something else. That's what I would have said the case of right to be kumay is. That's not what the Gemara's case is. The case of right to be kumay is he absolutely couldn't care less. He has no tinctures, no ruts, and nothing. He doesn't want the wine. He doesn't care about it. It's there, but garnish. It's just that the kli punkt can't exist independently without the wine. So maybe he needs the wine around. Yeah, I hear. Big chiddush. Yeah, the Philip. What? It's not really. I did the racha maybe, but I did the racha. You're right, but rights of the kiyumai. Right. Yeah. It's yeah. Okay. Yeah. I hear what you're saying. Yeah. It's not like there's a rotzen. I did the racha. It's a certain type of rotzen. That's how you did the racha. It's a certain min rutzen. It's a certain level of rutzen. So maybe you wander around. But yeah, I think you have different levels. Yeah, I think you're right.
With the case of person you without the rutzen.
Yeah.
Or is it about the line?
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. All right. So that's all right. So maybe we'll get into it a little bit. But that's how I understood it. It's an offshoot of the Isser HaNoah. Not a realist right now, so yeah, I'm sure there's a lot to talk about. I didn't even go into it so much. Maybe we'll delve into it a little bit. Okay, Lord Hardula, Ramini. Ramini, very good, very good. I remember saying good stuff, and I have answers. Ramini, Yain Hababiru Kvoishal at the Gechavim, also Bishdiyu Mutabahano, right? We had the case before, that, the head of Shimon Ben Gudo, that it's, Rabbi Gamliel, was drank from this, the yain, and then he drank from his mutter, the shia also, and they weren't masking to him. That was the story about before. Here, what happened was a little bit another version of the story. They actually were masking to him. So it's a kasha to sira, it's a kasha maisa, right? What exactly happened? Did they mask him? Were they not masking him? So Milo Hidloy the Kamar Hosam Kosayasoy. Oh, when it says over there that they weren't masking to him, it means everyone that was around. Abu Benoy Maidulay, but the son who was there, he was Maidit to him. And therefore that's the way of answering the contradiction. There really is a machlekes. One was the Eidos of Shimon ben Guda with an Aleph, and one was the Eidos of Shimon ben Guda with an Ayin. And that was the different
one was he was by the one he wasn't.
So they had different ages of the story.
Two different stories,
or the same story with the Machlekes, what happened?
Rashi said,
All right. The skin of the hearts. Okay? Rashi had said in the Mishnah.
Missing the skin.
The skin of the heart.
The hole.
The skin that was taken opposite the hole. So you have the heart here.
Heart inside
the body. The skin that was around the heart that you removed is Arius Labudim.
There's no sword high that missing that stock.
What? Yes, yes. I mean, that's what I thought. Does anyone have a different opinion?
But they do with that.
They didn't do anything with it. But the problem is, it was part of the offering. They would rip the heart out of the animal while it was alive, and they offer it to the gods, whatever. and they would tear out that. So again, that actual piece wasn't brought. Why is it usher? It's part of the takruvas. I guess I'm sure of David has learned that in the Mishnah.
Yeah, but why don't you put them what? Any other part of the hide?
Because that was part integral, or it was part of the actual process. The cutting. That's how that was part of the. What's in
it? Yeah.
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't. It wasn't bought with the heart. It was just the way of incising the accessing. So no, so it's part of the. It wasn't brought, but it was part of the process of it was a tinsa, like a tinsa. To get to the heart, part of the matter.
I just the other way, and that's because there's a moral which says the flow to the naked thing.
Yeah.
Right? So, and it's torn there, right? Because
yes.
The moral connection to the naked on that. Not that piece that you got, but the whole.
Read it again? I'm sorry, read it again? Read it again?
We're talking about it's about the whole. The whole.
Say it, so just read what he says. It's a very.
What is considered hide with a tear opposite the heart? Any hide that is torn opposite the heart, and the shape is
right. Is the right. Hide that's torn opposite the heart.
The shape says that the cavity of the heart, that the heart's inside, will carry the heart. So the heart itself, from what they want the heart, so they have to open the pericardium to get the actual heart down.
And the, so what are we talking? We're talking about the pericardium.
The
pericardium. The covering. So you know what Dr. Friedman is saying in a medical terminology, which makes it better, I guess, is that more palatable, I guess? No, but it's there's a medical term for the actual skin opposite the heart. That's what we're talking about. Now, you might have not removed it. Okay, that's what he's saying. The point is the part covering the heart. Now, I don't know if they removed it. They slit it. It could be they slit it. We're going to see they slit that piece.
He says very clearly, we're talking about the whole hide, and it's possible because when they did it, Bainu was still alive. It's a case of Abel to the hide, and therefore the hide is.
I don't know. I'm not
sorry,
John. I have to see. I have to because every word there sounds. It has. I think
at that point the blood is still there. The blood is
because it went on to the
same.
It's same because it's opposite the heart. You slit the place, or you slit it, or you cut a circle and you had the hide there, and the blood of the heart dripped on the piece of skin.
It's alive.
While it's alive. Because you bring it to Avodah Zarah. No, you're right. It's not actually bought as Avodah Zarah, but it's part of the process. That's the reason why.
The whole idea. That's what I'm trying to
figure out. No, because you're not bringing the... You're not. No, so but you need to get... It's like... That's the finish of the thing. No, but you were supposed to take care of this when you did the mission. What am I dealing with over here? What? You want to take over this part? Of what? All right. What? You bring, why don't we bring it on? All right. Okay. All right. Turn around, Bubba. All right. That's how it went. I'll have to read what you're saying afterwards, John. Hold that thought. Hey, Zoe, our Bubba. Okay, this is what the Har Labav is. It was torn opposite the heart, the pericardium. The kader kemin aruba, and it was slit like a window. Yeshalav kairat dam. Here's the qualification. If it has a drop of blood on it, what does that mean? It means while it was alive and the heart was pumping, and the heart was removed, and there's blood all over the place, the blood landed on the skin. And therefore we know that this skin was around while this animal was brought, and it was brought as a carbon, and therefore it's author of our labuv, anal of kairatam, unless it is no drops of blood on that skin, then it's mutter. Rashi says, anal of kairatam on top, after have sheita yurabaikach, love this kachavim. This thing was torn out or was slit. After it was killed, and it wasn't born as a kachavim. If it was born as a kachavim, it had blood on the slits and the openings and all that. because it was a sacrifice. Okay, Amar Avuna, Leishan Ola Shalei Bachul. Another qualification. This halacha where there's no kerub dam on it, mutter, is only where the hide wasn't salted. Avu Bachul, but if the hide was salted, what does salt do? It extracts all the liquid and absorbs the dam. And therefore it's usher, Ema Bachul Avu Asr. Usher, even if you don't see any blood, because what's Avuna saying, really, if you have this slit against the heart, you could assume, really, that this was bought as a problem. Now, if there's no dam, that's already a sign saying dam. But if there's a reason to say that the dam is not there, besides the fact that it wasn't bought as a carbon, then you would assume that it is bought as a carbon, and that's if it was salted. If it was salted, that could take away that reason. I'm sure somebody else says, it depends on what the hole looks like. If it's round, it's usher. If it's drawn, elongated hole, then it's, again, that's not how they would offer it. Okay, they wouldn't offer it in that way. They would cut a nice, wonderful slit. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Lach Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel. Lach Rabbi Shmuel Gamliel, and therefore, if you have an animal with his heart slit open in an elongated manner, then you can assume that. You could use the hide, because we don't assume it was bought as a bazaar, not as a boot. I'm like, Abaya, halacha, the father pleaded. Abaya said to Rabbi Yosef, you're saying it's a halacha and implies it's an argument. There's no argument. And Shimon Gamliel is just explaining what the Tanakhama held. Amale, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaya, might not go chamina. What are you asking me, wasting my time with irrelevant questions? I hold halacha to Shimon Gamliel. That's whether he's arguing, whether he's not arguing. Why are you bringing up a point that's not necessary? Amalei. So Abai said to Rabbi Yosef, Gemara Gamla is more today. You're teaching us the Gemara, I should just accept it like a song. I'm bringing out a point. If you say something, Rabbi says something, Rabbi Yosef, you say something, Rabbi Yosef is Rabbi's Rebbe, right? If you say this, then I'm gonna take it as a point and learn out other things. And I just want to make sure that you're saying that, the cloud of pligi, meaning I'm taking what you say as a Gemara, not as a Zemir, Zemir.
What's that?
Yeah, the Rabbi Yosef is saying the halacha is not Zemir.
No issue.
No issue. The Rabbi is saying, but I. But again, but it's sick.
Nobody are arguing.
No chasul meshicha. You know that.
That's what Rabbi is saying.
Yeah, but he's being medayik something that has no halachic. Rabbi Yosef is saying there's no halachic ramification to what I said. What you say, halacha, not going to complete, not complete. I hold on to something. I'm leo, and Abaye says to him, but I have to say it because this can make it into a gemara. I'm saying that this is what you're saying. That's why, is this what you're saying? Is this not what you're saying? Because it's a Gemara to me. It's not a Zmira. It's not a Zemra. And therefore, I want to know if this is the Emes, like you're saying. Rabbi Yosef said, Emes or not Emes? It's not Nagel LaHalacha. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
That's the back and forth. Okay. It's like the guy who comes up with a triple Hakira with, like Rabbi says, doing somersaults, and it's not relevant to any, it's a little bit of a stretch, but a similar concept. Okay, good. Thank you for agreeing. Thank you for agreeing.
Also,
I need to ask about the chum mutter. Very good. Yeah. That's your thought. It's David Amela. He went out with a girl once. It didn't work out. He knows the Meisah. We discussed it before. I could say this. He said that it didn't work out, unfortunately, but the Meisah, they discussed the Nesivus with the Meshach Chachma. That was the You said over in the Sivis, and she disproved it with the Mashal Chachma.
Okay, no. But she proved it. She said that Taka, she learned it.
No, no, it was whether if you do an Isser.
In the same that we had, we bought
it, so the, so that's what you brought in the Tivis, Kuf Lama Dalit. She bought a raya from Meshach Chachma. No, no, that was too much for you. That was too much. Now you know why it didn't work out. Very romantic. He was traumatized after that one. All right, Shkoya, Shkoya, Shkoya. You have to say a chiluk between the Shira and the Zemel. Shira is like a good niggin, a good niggin. You want to sing it? You want to sing it? You want to sing it? Okay. So back to the Lina Tayo. Misha said if you have meat that went into the temple, the pagan temple, it's mutter, because the meat wasn't offered yet, at least. It wasn't slaughtered. Wasn't slaughtered for the Levi Chachamim.
It wasn't slaughtered, just meat.
It was slaughtered meat.
Pasher of meat?
No. It was shechted. Important. They only offered, we said this before, they only offered meat that was shechted properly.
That's right.
Slaughtered
right.
Properly. Now it was done through a goy. I don't know the shkufas akum, you had the olman agabo, but the meat was slaughtered, and we assumed that the slaughtering wasn't done properly. The zar, even though afterwards it was brought into the temple. Obviously, if they offer the meat afterwards, it becomes shakuvas of him. But at this point, the Mishnah is saying that's the chiddush. It wasn't slaughtered for the zar. Therefore, it's mutter. Man tano, gomer chiyav rabam yechel and delay kavli also. If it's slaughtered, stomach is and therefore it's not gonna be mutter according to Rabbi Lazar, and our Mishnah therefore is not going like the opinion of Rabbi Lazar. However, by Yoitze also Nation Kizivke Mason, but if it comes out, it's also because of Zivke Mason. My time off comes out of the house of the pagan temple. He says it's impossible that there was no tukubus of this kachavim. Again, you didn't see the shechita, you didn't see it go in, or maybe you did see it go in, but the point is now it's coming out. Right? It came out of the haunted house. So now it's out of the house. It's going to be usher because it was brought. We assume it was brought, or it has mixed within it.
What is the problem? They don't burn it? They don't.
It seems that there's a tarubis of it. Tarubis. Or it was offered. It was offered. Maybe the Zohar didn't want to eat it. Wasn't hungry. Something like that. Mani Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiri. The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiri. Aymer minayin the kubas mechavim shemit tamid bo'oyo shenemar. Very puzzling Gemara over here. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiri says, what's the source of the kubas mechavim? And Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiri, who says, what's the source of the group for takubas of his mechavim shemit tamid bo'oyo? Shenemar by Yitzam by Yitzvedu aval ko'or. Oh, hang to the part. No, Pinchas?
2 weeks ago.
Well, okay, 2 weeks ago. Yeah. Whatever, Pinchas, Pinchas been a laws of an hour in
the Kodim. Oh, both.
I'm saying, but again, it's Pinchas.
Both.
And I had to finish the love of Shemitam Bo'el Shinema, but you should do without power, but you're still Zipte Mason. My maze. Mitam Bo'el, after Kubis will call Mitam Bo'el. Okay, so now what means Mitam Bo'el? It's like a maze. And a maze also about no. Having a mace also about no, because it's hukash to an eglarufa. Eglarufa is hukash. Now, this is a parallel to the Gemara. Right? I think you're looking it up. Because the Gemara before, you bought a go, so what's the source for Yain Nasa? On Koftes? Zivchei Mason. But you hear the Seir. This is the Kuleyam. Everyone holds that Takuba's Vezchavim is usher because of Zivchei Mason. So what's the Gemara over here bringing Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? This is only Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira. Rabbi Yitzchak, you hear this kasha? You hear this kasha?
Yeah,
and by all, yeah.
Kuliyama.
This is Taisus, this kasha. So you look through Taisus, this is very relevant. Look at Taisus, so we'll see maybe the re. I see the re. I just want to see if the where does Taisus bring the Rabbi Yehuda Tam?
It's not
the first wide line. He says, he brings it, well, we'll go through that. We'll skip over that. I want to see where it is. So look at the first wide line here. Mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam. The Dakreda Shuhu Kain Pnin, the Goin Zvicha, Kitur Venisuch. These are the things that are done Kain Pnin, like we do in our Avodah. Those, Maidu Rabbonah, the Alfinu Mimeis. Venichal El Gabi Ainesef. Let's say Ainesef, which they actually poured. That's part of the, again, that's part of the Avodah Pnin. This is the Nisuch Hayayim, Nisuch Hanayim. We'll find.
That's the subscribe.
Very good. Okay. Knew something was up. Pliki. So like over here, we have Basar that's, you know, they present it to the Zohar, it comes out. So that's not Kain Pnim. That's what is a Machlek, because that's what we come on to Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yosef. Lafika, Uki, Hakta, Hakta, Basar, Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechatich, the Basar, Shein, the Zabuach, the Ne'ovit, the Kachav, and Iri, El Shemidia, Doirim. Right, v'nichad etani v'neishu kizivchei meisim, who are katani zivchei. That's why it doesn't say zivchei meisim, it's kizivchei meisim. Mishmashva the zelach mamim. Oh, that's the Rabbeinu Tam. Ripi rishim, in nisra achil v'hanah, the mitoi kura loy pligi. Everyone holds this nisra achil v'hanah. The chotak was a chom osir. V'hanah, this is shoneis. He pligi le'inyin tumo. This is a specific halach when it comes to tumo. The Yehuda makish v'neis, afl inyin tumo. V'chei mashma, Yehuda ben Nesayrod, because he says Isra the Kanaket Tumah. Rachadai Shapri. Now how do we know our mission is talking about Tumah? Because it says Kimim Tana Basa Yaitseh Asher Lamedi Lamedu Masni Mepneishu Gizim Chaimeshim. Why is it then repeat the reason for it? Alamelcha Asher Umetame. Because it's saying Zib Chaimeshim Mamish to have an Isra Tumah. That's what Yehuda Ben Yosef. Yehuda Ben Yosef. Meaning according to the we everyone holds Tefilas Mechavim is Asher completely from this pasuk of Zib Chaimeshim. The machlokes is only in regards to the tumah. Now, what does this harken back to? Machlokes Rambam and the Rambam. What the source for takruvas vayis tochavim is, right? According to this Gemara, if you go like the Rabbeinu Tam, the only source, at least according to the Chachamim, which is how we paskin, the source for takruvas vayis tochavim that's kein pnim is yes from Zipchei Mason. But let's see if takruvas tochavim that's not kein pnim. What's the source for that? So if the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's from the Yidbak V'yodcham U'umim Menacherim. Yidbak, that's the Gemara we had before. Also, really, how do you stim the two Gemaras, right? Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs says, no, that the source is from Zivchei Mezid. But Ramban is going like the Reed. The Reed says that's the source for everything. But only is a Shaila by Tumah there's a Shaila. But that again, we go back to the Ramban. Something like that. Oh. If I could say that, yeah. Givager asks, it's amazing, it's a healing. And even that, the Buddha's that of Givager itself is a little bit problematic. Even he's mashma that, we brought it up. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an eon shiur on any daf in shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.